You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
If they, the ministers, spent all their time caring for the widows, they would be unfaithful to their calling.
Yeah.
They knew their priorities. These preachers, these pastors knew their priorities. If the widows needed help, then let the church set aside other men and women to serve them.
Yes, sir.
One of the most difficult areas in leading a growing church is the pastor and staff sticking to their priorities.
Yeah.
One man can only personally minister to so many people. That's why we need more deacons and deaconesses.
Yeah.
Secondly, we see the selection of deacons in verses 3 and 5. The apostle qualified the deacons in verse 3. The first deacons were believers. The apostle told the church to seek out from among you. They were not to look for deacons outside the church, but inside the church. And this is true for deaconesses as well. How can we develop more from grabbing people from the street than what we already have inside the church? The most basic qualification for the office is salvation. Salvation. That is a genuine relationship with Christ. Here's why. More than one church have been wounded because they ordained deacons and deaconesses who had no personal relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, the first deacons were reputable. They were men and women of good reputation. They were men and women of integrity, trustworthy men and women. We see these men, both inside the church and outside the church, were highly esteemed. Although they were speaking about the deacon, this was the same for the deaconesses as well. They had integrity and they were trustworthy women.
Yeah.
Antioch, our deacon and deaconesses must be men and women that can be trusted, faithful men and women who have proven themselves.
The first
deacon were spiritually filled.
Yeah.
We know that to be full of the Spirit or full of the Spirit is full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That means to be surrendering to or controlled by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We need deacons and deaconesses who will, as Galatians 5 and 16 says, walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The first deacon and deaconesses were wise. They were not only to be full of the Spirit, but also full of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to see a situation from God's point of view. Solomon asked for wisdom.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for riches. He asked for wisdom able to discern. And I've asked God for the same thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of times when I say, the Lord told me to speak to you about something.
Yeah.
That's a purpose for that.
Yeah.
There are times that I can look in your eye and see something different about you physically. It could be a health problem. And I may say, I need you to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I need you to go do this. And a lot of people say he's unusual and strange. We're supposed to be unusual and strange.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because our responsibility is to take care of the sheep.
Yeah.
And I ought to be able to discern when I see someone who is sick. I ought to be able to discern if your personality has changed. I ought to be able to tell when there's something unusual that goes on with the sheep. And we have been called with this call. We call deacons and deaconesses who will not act impulsively, but with godly, wisdom in the ministry and in the decision-making process. The first deacon were capable, and deaconesses. We need to know that the church would appoint them over this business of taking care of the widow. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
The first deacons were capable.
Right.
We need to know that the church would appoint them over this business of taking care of the widow.
Yes, yes.
It said this business and not the business.
Yes, sir.
So many times deacons have misinterpreted that scripture. But when you explain it, it didn't say deacons control the business of the church. It said this business. And this business is benevolence. How many churches have been destroyed because deacons think that their responsibility is to run the financial business of the church? Pastor, that's my job. No, it's not. Here's why. And I'm trying to be loving and say it. If the pastor does not give you any assignment to do, then you don't have an assignment.
Yeah.
But if a pastor says, I need you to do this, he needs the help for you to help him.
Yeah.
That help helped me. It helps other pastors in ministry to the church so that the church can grow.
Yeah.
We have run into conflicts because some deacon said, my job is to do this. What is this? It's not the business. It's not that business that would allow them to think that they have the business of the church. It's the business, which is this business, which is benevolence. And benevolence is helping those in a loving way who are in need. So we see how these were the criteria that were met. The church then approved the deacons and deaconesses.
Yeah.
The church was pleased with the plan.
Yeah.
As they went forth, the whole multitude said amen. We need today to see new deacon and deaconesses.
Yeah.
The reason being is because God is growing the church. What I am sharing with you is a vision that God has given me. I have shared, and I think it was Sister, one of my members came and talked to me about the church and its growth. And because the growth was not where it needed to be, I went into prayer about the growth of the church. And I'm always asking the Lord to show me something in dreams. And so the Lord showed me a crowd that was coming in from the church in the back. And they were coming in large numbers. I can't tell you when, but I can tell you it's coming. One of the things that I know is that when God gives us a plan, he will fulfill his word.
Yeah.
And today is a part of the plan.
Yeah.
We're adding deaconesses and deacons because the Lord is saying, I'm getting ready to expand your ministry.
Yeah.
Expand the church, grow. We don't know what God is about to do, but we know God is doing it.
Yeah.
And so when we keep doing the work of the Lord, be encouraged, deacons and deaconesses, as you prepare to be installed and as you prepare to be ordained, to do the work that God has called you to be. and called you to live the life that's pleasing
Amen.
To him.
Amen.
These are the position of the deacon and the deaconesses
Amen.
Working in the church. The doors of the church open. If you're here today and the Lord is speaking to your heart, maybe you thought about being a deacon one day. And maybe even the pastor that asked you and you said you weren't ready. Maybe we need to rethink and see what God is saying according to his purpose and plan for such a time as this. If you're here this morning and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. If that's you, we ask you to come. Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife, sister, nor brother. The Lord has made this thing personal. And if it is personally affecting your life, we ask you to surrender your life to the Lord. We're living in what they call perilous or difficult, strange time. But the Lord's word is being fulfilled. And if you're here today and you desire to say yes to the Lord, will you come? Let us now prepare for communion. Let us pray. Father, we come now at this appointed hour. We thank you, first of all, for who you are and what you have accomplished in our life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for that last supper that you performed. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you told us to remember it. And right now, Heavenly Father, we are remembering what you have done for us. We pray now, Heavenly Father, for this bread and this fruit of the vine. We pray that as we receive it, that we will receive it in the true manner in which it is given. We further declare and we pray that you will forgive us of our many sins as well as our transgression, that we may be found faithful in your holy and grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we commemorate this supper. In Jesus' name, for his sake, we pray. Amen. The same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he said, "Take heed, for this is my body, which is broken for you." He said, "For as often as you do this in the remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood for the remission of sin."
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.